Move to approve items 6A and 7A through 7D under consent agenda.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Moving on down to item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
So you have before you, I emailed yesterday the report, just a couple of things to point out, really, unless you have any questions. Today was a hearing on Senate Bill 23, which is the capital budget, which is where the Harbor Facility Grant Program is in. The Senate has passed it to the House with the $5 million remaining intact for Shoemaker Bay. So it's looking very good. A lot could still happen, but that was positive. I think I stumbled on this last week too. Hazardous household waste is this weekend on Friday and Saturday. It's for household waste. If you go to the website on wrangell.com front page, there's a button that takes you to the hours of that the facility will be open, the things that you can take, paint, solvents, batteries, there's a whole slew of things. But that's Friday and Saturday. Salmon Derby starts this weekend. And let's see, I think those were the key water again. I can't believe I'm forgetting about water. But as you can see in here, we have developed sort of a logo that we're trying to start utilizing now. We're going to sort of roll it out. We have it in the different colors. So should we see some sort of a shorted situation, we can go to yellow, to orange, to red. We will use that for updates. We will use that on advertising. We will use that in any kind of information having to do with our with the water situation for this summer. And so we're still trying to develop some sort of the PR plan, but we're moving forward with radio, paper, radio, newspaper, website, Facebook. We'll be doing some flyers eventually, and right now everything is good. You have the water report tomorrow or Thursday morning. You will have an updated report. We're doing those weekly, and so you will get a newer one tomorrow, the next day. And we will keep you apprised. Right now, all's good, and we will keep you apprised.
Thank you.
I don't know if this is the appropriate time to ask about this, Carol, but your email today that you sent out regarding the American Healthcare Act and what our lobbyist in D.C., his take on the situation. I had a chance to speak with Mr. Wright at the hospital yesterday, just asking questions and some concerns that I have regarding healthcare in the community. I'd like to see us draft a letter to Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, and I think it's as simple as saying, please don't forget about your rural constituents as you move forward with the American Healthcare Act in the Senate. And if that would be appropriate, Mr. Mayor, for us to have a look at it and see. I think it is going to stall up in the Senate, and I think they're going to beat it up pretty good, but I think it's important that we remind folks that we're out here and that these things will impact our hospital, and we have to be very cautious.
Absolutely. I'll work with Robert on that and send you all information, draft.
Thank you.
Any other?
Well, and I realize we've eliminated the free dump days at the landfill, but I wish we could come up with some mechanism where we could get rid of biomass. I know Assembly Member Powell brought it up a couple of meetings ago.
And we are looking at that, trying to figure out, is there a place for how we might be able to restructure a given area. So we're looking at it.
And then, Carol, given that there was not much mention of D.C., I'm assuming there's no further information to share with the community regarding the application for a new water treatment facility.
Oh, so that's in there. Yes, we did just find out. So in January, February, we had applied for a loan through its EPA money with the Department of Environmental Conservation. And they go through a very strict rating criteria system based on your application. We were selected as number 5 for the water treatment plant on the intended use plan. Now, that's still in draft review. There's still an opportunity to comment, other communities to come back and say, wait a minute, our project is such and such. Anyway, so that's not finalized yet, but it's actually very good, our standing right now. So that is a loan for $400,000-some-odd.
Thank you.
And then on the same, we've been waiting for that water test kit. I understand it did come in, and we sent it off. I'm not sure that it's been sent off yet.
I think they're waiting for the right timing. I know one testing for particle sizes and what have you has not been sent off yet, but I'm not quite sure which one you're talking about. So I don't know.
That was the one,
okay.
The incoming flow of water.
I think it had to do with the designing the pre-filters.
Right.
The roughing filters,
right.
So they've been in contact, and you actually need to plan for your worst-case scenario, the largest particle. So we're trying to get
a big runoff situation.
Yeah, a sampling where you know you're going to have poor quality. Right now, our quality is relatively good.
Okay. And that's right, it would determine, the results of that would determine which filters we go
Correct.
With. And,
so, okay. Yes, they are working with the manufacturer on that, and we'll get that done.
Any further questions? Thank you. Borough Clerk's file.
Nothing to add, just to, in my report I have on there that I will be gone at the IIMC conference in Canada, the 21st through the 26th. And my backup, LaVon, will also be out of town, so hopefully nothing will happen. But I can be reached on my cell phone. I will go ahead and get an international plan. So if you need to reach me, text me, call me, send me email. I'll check my emails and respond promptly.
Just make a note that on the 29th, City Hall will be closed for Memorial Day.
Yes. And also, so the public knows, the Assembly did postpone the second meeting in May to the 30th of May. So there will be no meeting, I believe, on the 23rd. There will not be a meeting.
Any questions, comments? Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does any Assembly member have a report?
Just a reminder to the community that SEPA will be meeting in Wrangell on the 20th and the 21st, and we're going to take this opportunity to try and introduce the other board members to tour Wrangell on the 21st, and hopefully we're going to go out and see the Tyee project, because there's board members like myself who haven't had a chance to see it, but we are going to be spending the day hopefully hitting all the highlights of town. We're going to try to get board members to learn a little bit more about each of the communities, because we represent collectively for all three. And also encourage anybody to come down and sit in while we're doing having the meeting here. We have some important issues coming up, and so community members are welcome to come and listen in.
Where will that be held?
At the Nolan Center.
Anyone else? City boards and committee appointments. There's one vacancy on the Economic Development Committee that expires October 2019, and there are no letters of interest for that. We'll continue to advertise. Unless somebody in the audience wants to volunteer. Can I appoint you?
You better doubt, Robert.
Okay. Persons to be heard. This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the Assembly has specific questions regarding the item. Are there any persons? No persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business. Discussion and possible action regarding the suggested changes to the water rates. Anyone have any discussion?
Well, go ahead.
I really think we need to research and see what the cost of metering is going to be before we discuss this rate increase. And maybe we can put a plan together to figure out a long-term.
If I could.
Sure.
It will take us some time to determine those costs. There's a number of variables. As we've made some initial phone calls and discussions, there's a number of variables that will affect that cost and the timeline. And if we were to wait till we have it together, I mean, there's so much happening right now that if we were to wait till we have it together, you're looking at end of summer to fall, probably. I would recommend that your rates be adjusted now. I think you have good cause to adjust them now, and the metering will affect them as well at a later date.
Well, I was just going to go over the rate increase and ask a few questions about that. We have a 5% increase to our flat rates, which is residential. And these are incremental increases annually. And I thought I heard over 2 years increase the second year, perhaps 5% also. Okay, I'm trying to work out the budget here. And then for small commercial, we have an increase of from $26 to about $31 for the first 4,000 gallons, which is quite a bit cheaper than the initially than the large commercial metered, which is $401 for the first 5,000 gallons. And $1.75 per additional 1,000 gallons. And I was trying to figure out we still aren't making enough money to cover our production cost, even at that high rate of consumption.
There's also, and I may defer to Lee here, but there's also a lot of other considerations besides just how much the plant costs to produce water. I mean, you have infrastructure, you have some other things. So yes, we're not probably recouping entire costs.
Yeah. But what my question was, are we thinking about having to increase all the rates across the board again next year? Because I envision the new rates going into effect July 1 of this year.
And that's part of the discussion, especially if we can look at the metering and get more accurate costs of what the metering may be. Right now, we don't have that, and we won't have that for some time.
It's just amazing how far we are off in terms of getting close to the actual cost to produce water. You know, I figured the 30.5 million of gallons that are consumed by the processors, we're still short about 36,000. I'm wondering if the scrubbing the sand and doing changes that we're doing to the water plant, I wonder if that will lower our production cost.
Well, you've added labor costs to that to get that to happen.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do right now is propose a rate structure that does put us on par with other communities. We're looking at the different mechanisms and options for a new plant, being able to produce more, doing the roughing filters, cleaning. I mean, we have all these various options that we're looking at to help us get.
Yeah.
Right. So right now, when you look at our rates as they are right now, they're way off kilter. Mm-hmm. We're giving our water away. So at least by making a basic adjustment this year, have us time to look at what happens over the summer with the various mechanisms that we're moving into place. You have the discussion again that more than likely, yes, the rates will continue to need to be adjusted.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether it's a new plant or you're buying sand, you're going to have additional costs of the enterprise fund.
That's the way I read it. And when do we know we'll get the final determination from the engineers, CRW? I know we got a preliminary.
Determination on what?
On what to do with the sand and the filter and which system. Is that the report that we got?
You all had requested an engineering, not really a report, but a feedback on what would happen if you were to replace one bay of the sand. And that was what that letter was that you received.
But we spent $30,000. We spent up to
$30,000. No, I'm sorry. They're engineering a roughing filter. That's for engineering a roughing filter.
Okay. So
it's in process.
Okay.
I think I'd like to see us do something sooner than later on our fees, and it's not going to be popular, but unfortunately my belief is that we've kicked the can down in the city on a lot of repair and maintenance and issues for years to keep costs as low as possible for citizens, but it's coming back and biting us, and I think we need to do something to start to catch up. The other thing is that I'm with Assemblymember Mitchell when it comes to water meters. I think we seriously need to look at those. And I think that if people recognize, if we put in meters and have a meter rate, but our old rate was so far off kilter, how does a person compare what the new meter rate is compared to the giveaway we've been doing for the last 20 plus years? So I say we need to catch the current standard rate up so that there's some incentive for people to save water. I've had numerous folks in town come up to me pretty upset about the idea of getting a water meter, and I point out, you may save money, you may be offsetting the cost for the guy down the road, you may be conserving and doing a good job, and the guy down the road's got a leak and it's a horrible situation. Another community member recently just sent me a copy of his mother's bill from Florida. She had an unintended leak. Her bill was almost, I think, $4,000 for the month for water. And they caught it, and the city forgave the money because they were able to come in and help her fix it and save the water. But if we don't increase our rates, if we come along later on and decide to do meters, people are going to be upset because they get a bargain for water right now. It's got to reflect the costs more adequately. And I don't think it's a matter of just hammering our large commercial rates. We've got to look across the board.
The 5% projected increase, will that leave us coming back here again next year and doing the same thing?
Yeah, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't like that. If we're going to do it, let's do it and bite the bullet and do it. Figure out how much it's going to cost to do, or what the rates are. That's my opinion. Find out what the rates should be, and let's raise them up to there and get it done. I mean,
well,
that's
kind of hard on the people with low incomes to absorb a huge hit all at once. Sometimes if you kind of ease it in, I think it's a lot more palatable for people. But I'm with you, Steve. I mean, we've been being palatable, making it nice and for a long, long time, and we need to raise the rates, but doing it all at once is...
So your current rate is about $50 for a resident, correct?
$47.
So we're talking about a dollar's increase, $2, $3, whatever it is. I mean, we're not talking $100 or $50 or even $25. So if you went 10%, you're talking $4 increase for the year.
Yeah, but probably 10% wouldn't be where we should be either.
But I guess what I'm trying to do is sort of highlight that we're not, I mean, it will impact over a broad section because we have so many residential users, but to my house, I'm looking at currently $2 and change increase to my water rate at 5%. So I guess I have to question, would we be impacting somebody? Would it be difficult to rebudget a larger amount than $2 and change for your water? It may, but...
If I could, the other thing, we don't know what the cost of improvements for the plant will be. So to be able to determine what the rate needs to be to cover that entire cost, we don't know what that is right now.
Well, we also don't know, sorry, Mr.
Go ahead.
We also do not have firm numbers on a replacement plant either.
That's what I'm referring
to. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. So the investment that you're going to be making in the plant come fall.
Because there will be a carrying charge for that loan that
Correct.
We will have to finance through our fees.
Well, I would, if we're going to make a rate increase, I would rather have it stepped. And I'm with Steve, and we need to kick it up maybe to 10 or 15%. We're going to be back here next year, we're going to do the same thing next year. So 5%, I wouldn't even bother to make that increase if we can't start putting it back to where it needs to be. So I'm more in favor of that. I would like you guys to go back and look at this and come back with a number at the next meeting, and we'll put it on for vote. Okay.
I would also like to encourage the businesses that are currently metered, encourage them to start making moves towards conservation, because they can actually, they're currently in a situation where they can see how much water they're using. So we need to make the cost of that water reflective of what it costs us to produce, but also the replacement and maintenance of our plant. I think the numbers that were quoted to us in the workshop were just for cost of production. Well, we all know that's not the only cost out there. And so I think we can move closer to reality on the small and large commercial for what it actually costs us to produce, because they actually have the ability to monitor and decrease and figure out what their rates are going to be.
I would like to make one statement for the public. The idea of metering is not because we want to be metered. It's the cheapest thing we can do to create more water. So most of the counties and the boroughs that have gone with a meter system gain about 30% more water. There is nothing we can spend or do to our plant that would increase that much water for that little of a cost. So it's not something we want to do. It's something that's going to just have to be done because it's the cheapest way to gain more water.
And presumably the metered rates, in my opinion, would be lower than the flat rates. So I think that would be a big incentive.
But the metered rate still has to reflect our overall cost of production. We can no longer subsidize businesses and community members through the city for what. So, I mean, but I think there'll be a learning curve mm-hmm. to that. The other thing, too, that Assemblymember Mitchell, mm-hmm. I strongly agree with you, is that this isn't just a production issue. It very well could be a quantity issue at the drop of a hat. Right now we're spilling in the upper reservoir, which is fantastic. But, you know, we've been here long enough to know that that can change pretty quickly to where we do not have enough water, and the meters will help us to control our overall volume going out as well. And from what I understand, we're not seeing a lot of conservation happening currently. Without the plants going, people are not conserving the way we might hope that they would.
How many commercial people are metered right now?
Five. Including the harbors, ports and harbors, nine.
How many small commercial?
I believe just
Just two?
Three, I'm sorry.
Three?
Three locations.
So there's no way to look at those that are metered in small commercial and see what we're doing for rates and stuff on those three? Just to get an idea?